2.
Hey, good morning. This is Phil Kaplan, here to help you get fit, to help you get lean, to help you get healthy. Yeah, I'm here to help you gain control of your body once and for all by sharing what I like to call the fitness truth. And don't we all need a little fitness truth? Yeah, I know you do, because you've tried all the stuff, you've tried all the gimmicks, nothing seems to work. Well, I'm here to tell you exactly what works, and I'm also here to tell you exactly what doesn't. People send me stuff. They send me ads. I'm also being joined by some great guests today. But I'll tell you about them in just a minute. First, I want to tell you about, I got an email from somebody who said, does this work? The world's first and only gastric bypass pill. How do you like that? The gastric bypass pill. Lynn, have you ever seen that?
I've never seen that.
Jennifer, have you ever seen the gastric bypass pill?
Definitely not.
Could you see why people might fall for stuff like that? I mean, just because all you have to do is just take a pill, and it gives you all the benefits as if you got gastric bypass surgery. Now, first of all, gastric bypass surgery, is that like a wonderful thing? What do you think?
That's, people claim they are getting results from it, so.
They're losing weight.
Yes.
But why are they losing weight? They're losing weight because they're taking their stomach and making it the size of a walnut, and they're starving, and it's not comfortable, and they're losing muscle. Is gastric bypass valid? Yes. For people who really have a major, major life-threatening struggle with obesity. But if it's not life-threatening, you know, here's what happens. You have people who everything is kind of screwed up because they're overweight. Their respiratory system is screwed up. They have sleep apnea. You know, you sit next to them on a plane, and you hear them go, just trying to breathe. Their respiratory system is not functioning all that well. Their circulatory system's not working all that well because the heart has to work really hard to pump all this blood and oxygen out to the body. But the digestive system, it's working just fine. So now, what do? They take the one system of their body that's working ideally, and they say, hey, doc, screw this one up for me. Just cut me open and destroy it. That's the gastric bypass. But the allure of it is, what is the girl's name, the singer, Carney Wilson, right? And then there was Al Roker, and a few celebrities had the surgery, so people go, hey, this is really cool. All I have to do is go in for the surgery, and I'm going to be better, and I'm going to be fit, and... But I've heard the other side. You know, I've spoken to a lot of people who had surgery and weren't happy. Hey, Monique, before I go on about this gastric bypass pill, I'm not sure if I have these right microphones hooked up right for these pretty ladies here. But if Lynn talks into her microphone, do we get that coming through in there?
Hello, hello.
We got to crank it up. I got that cranked to the top. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we got that? Okay, and Jennifer?
Hello.
Say something other than her. Say in Spanish.
Hola.
Did that come through? Okay. From now on, only speak in Spanish. The English, for some reason, is not coming through in your microphone. All right. I'm looking at this gastric bypass pill, and I want to respond, you know, to the does it work. And I'm looking at the ingredients. And if you look at the ingredients, here, I'm going to hand this to you. Tell me if you can even make sense out of the ingredients. Just try reading them. Don't worry about pronouncing it correctly. Just go for it.
Okay. Cassia, angustifolia, capsicum, fructus.
Exactly right.
I'm going to try that one.
So you look at that and you go, oh, well, it's got some really cool stuff in there. It must really, really work. Let me tell you what those things are. The first ingredient is actually something called senna. And what that is something that they use in Africa as, if you're ready for this, a natural X-lax. It's a laxative. Right? But they put it in, and they don't say laxative. They just give you this very long Latin-sounding name. And people go, look at this really cool ingredient. So, first thing is, if you're taking a laxative, are you going to lose weight?
Of course.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's the most pleasurable, wonderful way to do it, right? But you hear lots of these infomercials, and they say you have to cleanse the colon. You have to do cleansing, right? So, okay, maybe the laxative has its place, but let's keep looking. The next ingredient is actually cayenne pepper. What is the second ingredient?
Capsicum.
Right, yeah. Cayenne pepper. Okay, I'm just giving you the real, this is the pepper that you put on your food. But you know, when you take it in high amounts, it has a thermic effect. It's also a central nervous system stimulant. So you're getting a little bit of a crank off of this. You're getting a little bit of a buzz. So you got the laxative thing going on, and you're cranking up a little bit. What's the next one?
Plantago major.
Very cool. That's really the plantain tree. And the seeds of it, if you take them and crush them up, and then you put water in them, they expand. So if you put this in your gut, and then you drink something, what happens is it just kind of fills up the gut. So understand what you're doing. You're switching off your appetite, cranking yourself up, elevating your heart rate, and you are, what's the technical term for what a laxative makes you do? I have a two-year-old. I'm going to say poop. Right? Wouldn't that be? So you poop. So you're taking all this stuff, and then there's more. There is xanthan gum. Xanthan gum is another thing that just kind of swells up in the tummy. So what they're trying to do is make you feel like you're full so you don't eat. And they're saying it's as easy as just taking a pill. But if people don't eat, is that helpful?
No.
What is one of the shocking things? And Jennifer, we're going to talk about the people who you've taken through the 21-day program of Fitness 21. What is one of the most eye-opening things when you first talk to people about supportive nutrition as compared to what they thought they were supposed to do?
Eat more. They don't believe it. Eat more.
Eat more to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that kind of shocks them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the outcome? Like, after 3 weeks of going through this stuff, what did people say to you about the eat more idea?
Oh, every 3 hours, I'm more hungry. Every, 3 hours, I need to eat, and I'm not gaining any weight.
Right. But it takes a while for them to buy into it, so people are stuck in this mistaken belief that they should eat less to weigh less. So I could see why people would buy this pill. If we keep going, the next ingredient is actually fucus, which is seaweed. It's seaweed. I mean, you could just go into the ocean and get some seaweed. If you eat a lot of this stuff, it might mess with your thyroid function, which in the short term might give you this little metabolic boost, but in the long term it screws up your endocrine system. So as I keep going, this is not a solution, but this is what they do. They give you big words, they confuse people. So when somebody asks me, does it work, whether it's the gastric bypass pill or the abdominal device that you put on your abs that sends the electricity through it, what's the answer going to be?
Absolutely
nope.
Not.
Yeah, it doesn't work. So what does work? Now, Lynn, you were on before.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you were on when we were back on that other station, our sister station,
right,
that I see through the window now.
Right.
We are now on AM 940, which is a wonderful place to be. Not that there was anything wrong with the other station. And now we are broadcast all over the country on the Health Radio Network. So we're talking to lots and lots of people. We are based in South Florida. We love South Florida. So you've worked with some people here in South Florida.
Sure.
They went through the program. You came on the show right before you took your first group through the 21-day journey to excellence, right?
Right.
Okay. Give me some feedback. What happened? How'd it go?
It went great. The people had problems with was the eating portion. All of them seemed to. They couldn't understand that eating more meant losing weight, losing fat. But there were so many great outcomes. I mean, between their energy levels went up. They did lose weight. They lost inches.
Eating more food.
Yep.
And the first workout took them how long?
15 minutes.
So this is the weirdness of it. The weirdness of it is when we start people on this program, which we absolutely know works, right? And I don't even like to use the word program, but the reason it's a program is because there's a start and a finish to it. But really, it's education, right? That's what we're doing. We're
exactly.
Teaching people. So we have these people who are used to exercising, and they think they need to exercise more. And they're used to eating, and they think they need to eat less. Okay, now, they come meet with Lynn at Fitness 21, and Lynn says, okay, guys, you're going to exercise maybe 15 minutes, and you're going to eat a lot of food. And they think Lynn is completely crazy.
Yeah.
But one of the really cool things is when you do this, you do it in a group. So
right.
Other people get to hear other people. So can you think of, like, the first breakthrough, like when you had people back the second week? Was there somebody in the group who kind of said, hey, it's hard to believe, but this is working?
Oh, definitely. They were very supportive of each other. And like we did, we take them step by step. So everybody was just, well, I'm eating breakfast today, or I didn't skip lunch. So there were so many, just in that first week, just little small changes that made such a difference in everybody's life.
And that becomes the evidence. Like, it's kind of like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to say, try it for 21 days and you're not going back. Because we're saying there's no starvation. Now, it's not, sometimes I feel like it starts sounding a little infomercially. Because we're going, you eat a lot of food and you don't exercise that much. But we're not saying it's pizza and ice cream all day.
No.
Right?
No.
You weren't telling your people that, were you, Jen?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Was your experience similar? Because you took a group of people through the 21-day journey, right?
Yes. Mine was very similar. The results were amazing at the end of 21 days. Mine was a little different as in people... at first, they were a little shocked at eating every 3 to 3.5 hours. But more so, they were shocked with the exercises. They, you know, at the end of the, you know, first demonstration of the exercise, they said, is that really it? You took 10 minutes to go through that. That's all we have to do? And I think that's what kind of shocked them the most. And they felt like they had to do more. And then I had a few women that were continuously weighing themselves throughout the first 2 weeks. And I said, just trust me. Put the scale away. And at the end of the 21 days, you'll see what I'm talking about. And then in that third week, I had calls on my day off. Every 10 minutes, somebody from the program was calling me.
To tell you what?
Oh, I feel so great. I finally see it working. Especially Charlene. Charlene, she's a kickboxing instructor. She's a fitness instructor herself, and she wanted to feel something different and gain more muscle and so on. She called me at the end of the 3 weeks before her assessment. She had to call me at my house on a Sunday night. Jennifer, I finally see the difference. I didn't think I was going to feel this way. I feel so great. I'm eating so much better. And on and on and on. And I said, I know, Charlene. This is what I was trying to tell you.
Isn't that funny? Because yes. I get the same thing where people will tell me, this is unbelievable, and you have to eat every 3 to 3.5 hours, yep, and a lean protein to start your calories. Right. And I go, I know. I know. Where'd you hear that from? But they feel a need. They're so excited by it. So you guys are here because you want other people to benefit from this, whether they just get some advice on the radio today or whether they sign up for your 21-day journey, which we're going to talk about more. But right now, we got a break just for a minute or two. We'll be back. This is Phil Kaplan on the Mind and Muscle Fitness Hour, broadcast out of the studios of AM 940 nationwide on the Health Radio Network. Be right back.
The Florida Regional Minority Business Council's 21st Annual Business Expo offers entrepreneurs the opportunity to meet dozens of buyers from major corporations and government agencies and attend industry workshops, gain access to contracting opportunities, and grow your business. If you're a business owner, you can't afford to miss the 2006 Business Expo. For information, please call 305-762-6151 or visit the website www.frmbc.org.
AM 940.
Mortgage lingo is like a well-rehearsed monologue. The best in town. Credit history, no problem. The lowest rates in history. Yada, yada, yada. They all make promises, but can they deliver? Since 1987, AmeriFirst Mortgage has provided honesty and integrity to every client. Their experienced loan officers will offer you the best possible solution for your residential and commercial needs, and that's a fact. Experience the difference at AmeriFirst Mortgage. Call today at 1-800-955-6684. That's 1-800-955-6684.
From ABC News, CyberShake, I'm Jim Hickey. GPS and the future.
GPS is going to play a vital role.
By now, we know the GPS is a handy gadget in the car.
Turn left.
In the future, it may do a whole lot more than just tell you where to go.
Have the car do the driving.
All these weird gadgets, you think they'd give you a radio.
What would you like to hear?
What the hell was that?
It may not be Kit, the talking car in the Knight Rider series, but it'll be close.
It has to have all types of other sensors.
Suzanne Cantra, tech editor at Popular Science Magazine, says GPS will play a vital role in auto drive.
Pinpoint your location to centimeters rather than in feet.
The GPS of the future includes new terminology.
Augmented reality.
A GPS device will know where you are, help you find things.
Because it knows where you are, it can start rattling off places for you to eat.
GPS, a key to future knowledge.
You can know more about what's going on in the world around you.
With CyberShake, I'm Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Hey, this is Phil Kaplan. I'm here to tell you really quick. We've got some great guests on the show today, but we're talking right now only to our South Florida listeners. You have an opportunity because you live or work somewhere near Fitness 21, located in Weston. And Fitness 21 is the place that you can go to change your body. That's where Jennifer works. That's where Lynn works. That's where bodies are changing. And just into the studio is Jay Murray. Mr. Jay Murray. Jay Murray is the king, the boss, the master. He runs things over at Fitness 21.
Thank you, Phil.
Jay, just tell listeners, you've been to a lot of health clubs. We got 28 seconds. What makes this club different?
We're a little bit different.
Right into the microphone.
We're a little bit different, Phil, because we actually care and have a concern with our members. We're looking to get you a result and make sure that we continue to get a result every month. Our memberships are month to month, so that we're looking to be able to change your body every month and make sure you don't hit that plateau.
954-915-0080 is the number to call. 954-915-0080. You can get 21 days of membership for $21. Call Fitness 21 right now. Okay, welcome back. Being joined now not only by the girls from Fitness 21, but also Jay Murray. Jay, you come here from a long history of being in the health club industry.
This is true.
We went out looking for the best of the best because the idea is we want to take this great team and make it better. And really, I think what comes through loud and clear with you is you have such a passion for helping people get results.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Phil. I have to say it's...
Jay, lift that microphone up so it's right in front of your...
There you go.
There you go.
Is that a little bit better?
That's perfect.
Excellent. Fitness, it's a lifestyle. It's not a diet. People go on diets. Diet is something that makes people angry. Any person you meet that's on a diet, it's something that's going to upset them. We're not looking to create a diet for you. We're looking to train and empower you so that you're able to make a difference.
But do you find that most health clubs have a different agenda?
Agendas come with sales and packing it full of people. Our facility is a little bit different. We have a membership cap so that we have no time limit on a piece of cardio. If you want to come in and get into a class, there's no signing up for a class. We want to make it comfortable and user-friendly. If you feel at home in the facility, you're going to get a result because it's just that. It's you walking into your home.
Now, you know what's really cool? I'm not going to name drop,
okay?
Because I don't like to do that, but
okay.
There are some celebrities who work out of Fitness 21, right?
That was my first member I met.
Okay. Very, very well known. There are some professional athletes who work out of Fitness 21.
Absolutely.
Some people have been in the Olympics who work out of Fitness 21. And then there are other people. And what I really find very cool about this place is no matter who you are, you feel comfortable. Because I've been to a lot of gyms where people are intimidated, right? Because
yes.
They go in. But here, you don't feel that at all. And, I mean, the staff embraces you. And that's why what you guys can do is unique. You're offering 21 days of membership for $21.
This is true.
And that's it. I mean, if somebody wants to stay a member, great, but they literally have 21 days to try it first.
That's absolutely
so
true.
There's no pressure. But I want to throw some things out at you because I get emails from all over the country and people ask me about health clubs. So we have listeners from all over the country, people listening in California. And when people say these things, I would replace the beginning of the sentence with some. I'll tell you what I mean. People say health clubs are intimidating. Now, I would say some health clubs are intimidating. But what do you guys think people should look for? Using Fitness 21 as the model, but just talking to people everywhere, what are some of the things they should look for if they go to a health club so they're not intimidated?
When people are intimidated, first of all, it's because they're not knowing what to expect. They're not sure of what to do when they get into that facility. We eliminate that problem by getting them into not just an orientation, but in this orientation, we're going to give them four key components that are going to ensure that they get a result almost immediately.
So you think one of the things people should look for in a health club is that they get educated at some level?
Empowerment, absolutely.
Okay, so they need a staff that's educated, but they also need a connection with the staff so that they can be empowered. How about this one? People think a health club is a waste of money because they can do all the same stuff at home. I mean, what would you guys say to somebody who's thinking that? Why do I need to join a health club? I mean, I could just get some weights.
If you're asking me, I'm looking to give somebody direction so that they can be able to train themselves for the rest of their life. We want to be able to teach and coach them, and these are things, concepts, that are going to carry through for life.
Here's what I find. People fail to get the fitness or weight loss result they're looking for one reason. They're misled. That's it. So if you have bad information, and let's use the example, Lynn, that we were talking about of the people when they come into your program, they're starving and they're over-exercising, right?
Right.
Now, if they do that at home, not only will they not get the result they want, they will literally cannibalize muscle tissue and move in a negative direction.
Exactly.
So can you exercise at home? Of course.
Yes.
But if the health club is a place where you can be empowered, then that's exactly how you should use it. So if it's a vehicle that you show up at the club, they teach you stuff, and then you do it at home, that's fine.
Right.
But it also becomes an option. Do you guys exercise at a club or at home?
Both.
No.
Okay.
Exactly.
Is there a preference for training at the health club at times?
I found that it's a little more... I follow a better schedule when I'm there. I'm going in. I know that I have a certain time allotment to get in, to get it done, and get on with my life.
Right. And you know what happens with me? The phone rings, and I go, I'm not going to answer it, but I still want to hear who's calling. And then, oops, I got to take that call. If I were at the health club, that wouldn't happen. You know? But then I think, oh, man, I got to go pay a bill, and I'll just sit down, and then I look at my computer and check my email. So I find the health club is just a place where I can go that I'm focused, I get it done, and that's it. But is it a need? Absolutely not. But it's certainly an option worth considering wherever you live. But the health club is a place that you should feel welcome, you should feel the staff embraces you, and you should feel like you're learning some stuff. Okay, this is for the ladies here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I hear. A health club only hires good-looking people regardless of their credentials. And I understand where this comes from. You know, people have joined health clubs and they've left very upset because they said, well, the guy looked good in a polo shirt, but he didn't care about me. He couldn't help me. You know, the women there are beautiful, but they don't really care about you. Can you understand where that comes from, just having been in a lot of different health clubs?
Yes, definitely.
Talk about the difference between an ethical health club that's really out to make a difference in people's lives and the health club that just hires pretty people because they're pretty. I mean, we hire pretty people. Two of them sitting in front of me. Jay, I wouldn't say you're pretty.
Thank you very much.
I would say two sitting in front of me.
As a gorilla cookie before.
As a what?
Gorilla cookie.
Okay, there we go.
You want to look for a health club that the not only the trainers but the staff is going to care about, you know, your needs, whether it's, you know, whether it's your eating, your nutrition, whether it's how you're working out, up to your child care. I mean, you want to go into a place where you're feeling comfortable and that you can feel confident that somebody is going to give you the right information.
But how would you know? Like, if you go into a club and there are all these really good-looking people working there, which there are at Fitness 21, but how do people tell the difference? In other words, how do they know if the people are really credentialed and able to help them?
Well, I mean, we're all on the same page. If you ask one trainer a question and you ask trainer B the same question, they're going to answer it the same way. Sometimes you'll go to another gym and trainer A will have a different perspective than trainer B, and then that creates, I mean, a chaotic mess within itself. And if we go through a series of training before we even get on the floor and start training different clients. So, I mean, that within itself is different than most facilities.
And, Jen, I've seen you grow as a trainer because I met you when you first came in, right? I worked with you, and then
yes.
From there you went to what they call Elite Trainer University, and you jump through whatever hoops you had to jump through. But it's not easy to be
no,
a fitness professional.
Definitely not. The training was very extensive, and I mean, just within the first few months I've been there, I've learned so much just working at Fitness 21.
How about this, Lynn? This is for you.
Mm-hmm.
A health club is for younger people. Now, let me tell you, the person who sent me that in an email was 48 years old. Okay, so they're going, oh, it's not for me, it's for younger people. Talk about some of the people that you deal with.
They have a wide variety, especially in Fitness 21, of ages. And right now we have a Silver Sneakers program that is for senior citizens. And they have classes and they come work out.
Now, women don't like to talk about their age, right?
Right.
So I'm not going to ask anybody's age. But I will say that you had somebody in your 21-day group that
right.
was not below the age of 20, right?
Oh, for sure, yes. A few of them.
Okay, and not below the age of 50?
Not below the age of 50, yes.
So there was
yes.
at least one person in that
yes,
group who
definitely.
Was probably not below the age
yes.
of 60.
There was a couple of them, actually.
Maybe not even below the age of 70.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to stop there.
Uh-huh.
So, really, what people need to understand is when you get the right message, it works for everyone. We're all made of the same stuff, regardless of your age, regardless of your physical condition. If you learn to put together the pieces, the right nutrition, some aerobic exercise, and a concern for muscle, you're in complete and total control. Now, what's really exciting is we've kind of gradually eased into this 21-day journey. First, I personally took 150 people through it before I released it at any level. Then I made a remote version available online just as a pilot program and followed up on people. Results were staggering. Then, Lynn, you took a group through. Then, Jennifer, you took a group through. Now, we are at a place that it is really exciting because I am rolling out the 21-day journey nationally. So, if you live in South Florida, you have the ability to go through the program with a fitness professional that I've personally worked with to help them master this 21-day journey of change. So, Lynn, that would be you.
Right.
Jennifer, that would be you.
Mm-hmm.
Scott's going to be joining us. He's going to be working out of Coral Springs in Florida, so he'll be bringing people through the groups there. So it's really for everybody. But I also want to say for our listeners in Chicago and on the West Coast and in Baltimore and Richmond and our internet listeners all over the world, you can get the journey delivered online in a remote format for only $89. So today, here are your options. You can register for my May 18th seminar, which I haven't spoken about yet, but I'll tell you this. Tickets will be $89. Today is your last chance to get them for $2,006. $20.06. You can get a free abs report, and I'm just telling you right now, I hope you're listening, you can get your ticket for $20.06, you can get a free abs report, or you can begin the 21-day journey to excellence. Call Tiffany in my office at 1-800-552-1998, and she'll get you started. That's 1-800-552-1998. Tell her where you live, and she'll make sure she gets you in the right direction. Or go to PhilKaplan.com and send me an email telling me where you live and which of the three things you have interest in. The abs report, the 21-day journey, or seminar tickets. That's 1-800-552-1998 or PhilKaplan.com. And if you want to visit Fitness 21, call 954-915-0080. We'll be back for the second half right after this.
Dad, the... Hello, I'm Mary Lou Retton. I want to tell you about an organization I joined, the National Association for the Self-Employed. NASE members now have the power to run their small business like a big business, with over 100 business and personal benefits that can save you time and money, such as travel and entertainment discounts, including access to quality, competitively priced health insurance. With the NASE, you can gain access to quality health insurance that allows you to choose a plan to meet you and your family's needs.
If you're self-employed and you need health insurance, call right now. 800-338-2050, 800-338-2050. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required, so call right now and see if you qualify. 800-338-2050, 800-338-2050, 800-338-2050.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving. And I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We have basil and collard.
On an abandoned lot in an impoverished neighborhood of Washington, D.C., a garden blooms. Tomatoes and beans spring up in a community where the last supermarket pulled out years ago. Young mothers learn about nutrition, and people have united to open farmers markets around the city. In America, 36 million live in poverty. 1 in 8 goes hungry. But one seed of an idea can change poverty to hope. For easy ways you can help, visit povertyusa.org. A message... .com.
Here we are, second half of the Mind and Muscle Fitness Hour. My guest, I told you this hour goes quick. Half of it is gone already, so it just zips by. Lynn, I'm very glad you're back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Now, we're also joined by beautiful Jennifer. She looks better and better and better. I got to tell you, Jennifer, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, you always look beautiful. You look exceptionally beautiful. I haven't seen you in a while.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Have you been doing some kind of program thing?
Yeah, actually, I went through the 21-day program myself.
How do you like that? Now, Scott is joining us. Scott is now going to be working out of...
Coral Springs.
The Fitness 21 Express in Coral Springs. So if you get lots of calls and people go, I live in Coral Springs, can you help me? The answer is yes. You're going to meet with Scott.
Come and see me.
Now, Scott, you've been working out of my office for the last few weeks, which was really cool. You got to work with some, well, again, we don't want to drop names, but some show business people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's very nice, very nice.
And I would say they're very appreciative because we talk about you behind your back, and I say, what'd you think of Scott? And they only say good things.
Oh, all right. Well, that bribe is working then, I
okay,
guess.
Now, we're on the radio. Everybody knows what Lynn looks like because last time she was on, she stood up. Right, Lynn? If you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
And Jennifer, now everybody knows, is beautiful because I just said that. And people know what I look like because they've been to my website. So, Scott, just so people can get a visual, can you describe Jay?
Muscular build, short blonde hair, Virgo, likes long walks on the beach.
Wow. And Jay, can you give a description of Scott there?
Sure. Athletic build, once again, short haircut. Looks like his ears are a little bigger for his head than they should be.
Okay.
All right. Now, I just want to mention both of you guys are happily married, right?
Yes,
because you did sound very intrigued by in describing each other. So,
yeah.
you've had some experience in the past week, Scott, going through with a group of trainers that I'm teaching the program to after you've gone through it yourself, mm-hmm. learning some things. So if you had to describe for our listeners what makes this 21-day journey different, don't talk. I don't want it to be like we're selling the program, but I want people mm-hmm. to understand the elements of it. You know, what are the things that people need to know that they learn when they go through this process?
The basic concepts of synergy, nutritional eating, a moderate cardiovascular exercise, and then a concern for muscle.
Now, that sounds really simplistic. And, you know, a lot of people are going to go, but I tried that. You know, I tried working out. I tried walking, and I lifted some weights, and it didn't work for me.
Okay.
How would you respond to that?
Usually something went wrong. You know, life got in the way, and they end up blaming themselves. So they start, oh, okay, well, it happened on Tuesday. I missed my diet, missed my workout. You know what? I'll just start again on the following Monday.
You know what else is really strange, and we've spoken about this is the only industry where people fail to get what they pay for, and who do they blame?
Themselves.
They blame themselves, yeah. Which is really bizarre, but it allows people like the ones who are selling the gastric bypass pill and all the diet sellers to sell junk, because they know that people are going to fail, and they're going to go, my fault, I had no willpower, I have bad genetics. Well, what I'd like to do is invite some regular people to call, so I have not yet given out the phone line, but I'm going to give out the phone number right this minute. It's 866-801-0940. You can call in with any fitness question, any fitness comment, or just if you want to say hi to Lynn or Scott or Jay or the beautiful Jennifer. 1-866-801-0940. Give us a call with any fitness question or comment. We have Kelly. Kelly, welcome to the Mind and Muscle Fitness Hour. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. You have a question?
No, actually, I don't have a question. I actually completed the 21-day program with Lynn.
Hi, Kelly.
21. Hey, girl.
How are you?
Good. I lost over 6 pounds and over 4 inches in 3 weeks.
So you weighed yourself, even though she begged you not to, right?
No, actually, I did not weigh myself.
Really?
She was one of the good ones that waited.
Okay.
And at the end.
Because Lynn explained to you that the scale can really not tell you what's going on with your body composition, right? But when all was said and done, you got on the scale and you just let out a little hooray?
Oh, yeah. Big hooray.
What would you say? What were some of the differences just in your thought process from the day that you came in there until you completed? In other words, were there some things that you were kind of surprised by or even skeptical about?
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, at the risk of sounding like an infomercial, I was afraid I was eating too much. I kept saying, Lynn, are you sure I'm not eating too much? Are you sure I'm not eating too much? And she'd say, Kelly, just eat what's on the plan, and you'll be okay. Don't gain weight.
How long did it take until you just started to believe? In other words, you tried it because Lynn urged you to, but was there a point where you said, oh, my God, this really makes sense now?
About a week and a half.
Okay.
A week and a half.
So, Kelly, this is your blessing and your curse. Your blessing is Lynn has helped you understand how to take control of your body, and there's no limit to how far you can take it. Okay?
Absolutely.
Here's the curse. The curse is you're going to now try to explain this to other people because you're going to be so passionate about it, and they're going to go, oh, no, that won't work for me, because this is what we deal with all the time. Go, no, you got to eat more, and you're exercising too much. And if you try to tell people that, they go, oh, no, that's not going to make any sense at all. So your blessing and your curse, but I'm very glad you went through the journey. Anything in closing you want to say to Lynn, who's sitting right in front of me?
No, I just want to say thank you to her, to Fitness 21, and to you, Phil, because it's because of an email from you that I got started on the program.
Fantastic.
Keep
I appreciate the call.
Work.
Keep it up. Okay, we have Donna calling. Donna, we've got 2.5 minutes. Donna, do you have a question, comment?
I have a comment.
Okay.
I've been a member of Fitness 21 since November of 2004. Christina is my personal trainer. I just want to say that you were talking earlier about your staff, and when I first met with Christina, she took this very personal. She said, you feel compelled to come forward and do something about your weight and change your diet. And she said, if you succeed, I am also a success. So we're in this together. And I've lost over 100 pounds. Numerous inches. I'm 45 years old, and not afraid to tell you my age, and I'm in better shape now than I was at 25.
Okay, but let's just stop, because you just breezed by that as if that was, you know, no big deal, right?
Wow, those were amazing numbers.
Yeah.
45 years old, okay, which I believe is very, very young. I do.
Yes.
I mean, I meet people who are like 31, and they go, I'm too old to exercise, but I know people in their 80s who are very, very young, and they're exercising, you know? So 45 years old, did you say?
Yes.
And you lost over 100 pounds.
I did.
Lynn, how many times have you heard women go, I'm too old, I'm just almost 40, and there's no way I'm going to lose weight?
Way too much.
Scott, do you hear that on a regular basis?
Unfortunately, yes.
So, Donna, had you tried some things in the past?
I tried everything. I was actually on a diet involving prepackaged frozen foods, and I had lost about 20 pounds, but my energy level was just rock bottom. And I injured myself, and while I was in recovery, I met a man who was a member of Fitness 21 who said, "You're doing it wrong. Anything that you can purchase that is and put on your shelf and eat a year later is loaded with toxins and salt, sodium, preservatives. You need to eat right, you need to eat healthy foods, and you need to join Fitness 21. So I went over there, met Christina, and it's been a success story ever since. It's been wonderful. I don't even remember looking the way I did. I find old photos, and I don't even remember that person, and I'll never meet her again, I can tell you that.
That's fantastic.
Great.
And I would guess that it's not a struggle to maintain it now, because it's become a lifestyle. That's without you telling me that. That's just my suspicion. Am I on the money?
Absolutely. I am doing some level of fitness 5 to 6 days a week. I'm to the point where if I don't do it because I miss it, or if I have a long day at work, I can't wait to get back in the gym or out on the road just to do some cardio, and it is a way of life. And I will say that my motto is nothing tastes as good as being thin.
That's hey, Donna, let me ask a question. Have you and I ever met or hung out together?
Yes, we did, actually. You invited me to come to speak to your staff. So I brought in a portfolio and showed some before and after photos, and I'm a walking testimony.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure you were the same person. But the reason is, I want to point out, we had you do that because we wanted our staff to really recognize what Fitness 21 does. It's not just a place that they come to work every day. It's a place where we really, really, really change lives. And I want to say to all our listeners all over the country, all over the world, it's not Fitness 21 that does it. It's the understanding of how to take control of your body. But if you live in South Florida, you have that great opportunity to come down to Fitness 21, sign up for the 21-day program. In fact, if you're interested in the 21-day program or the free abs report, go to philkaplan.com. Send me an email. Let me know. I'll get back to you before the end of the weekend. Or call Tiffany at 1-800-552-1998. We'll be back right after these very important words.
Every year, insurance companies and other special interests ask our politicians for permission to reach deeper into our pockets. And every year, like clockwork, they get what they want. But Eric Copeland wants to change that. Eric Copeland wants to be director of the Department of Consumer Services, where he can lead the fight for Florida's 16 million consumers. As our elected voice in Tallahassee, Eric Copeland will fight for us and only us. To join Eric Copeland's fight, visit Copeland2006.com. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Eric Copeland, Democrat for Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Life has you going every which way. That's why we're going out of our way to make things more convenient for you. We're Firestone Complete Auto Care, your one stop for maintenance, repairs, tires, and always great offers, like a free XM radio. Getting the latest in entertainment for your car couldn't be easier. Just come into Firestone Complete Auto Care today. Purchase any set of 4 Bridgestone Potenza or Turanza tires and get a free XM radio. Choose a set of Bridgestone Turanza EL400T tires and you also save $40. Charge your tires on your Firestone credit card and get 1 month of XM service free. And at Firestone Complete Auto Care, save $50 off premium brake service or $25 off standard brake service. Free XM radio with tires, up to $50 off brake service. Just a few of the values in store for you. That's complete convenience. That's Firestone Complete Auto Care. To find one near you, call 1-800-LOCATE-US. Offers available through April 1st, 2006. See store for details. XM is a registered trademark of XM Satellite Radio, Inc. Installation cost, activation, and monthly subscription fees apply.
Have you moved recently? Have you changed your name? The Broward County Supervisor of Elections Office would like to remind you to check your voter status prior to the upcoming municipal general election on March 14, 2006. To check your voter status for the upcoming municipal general election, please call 954-357-7050. 954-357-7050. This message is brought to you by the Broward County Supervisor of Elections Office.
It's the Buzz Bin from ABC Radio and Movies.com, bringing you the buzz on the week's most talked about upcoming movies. We really don't think she's got a chance, but Catherine Zeta-Jones says she's been trying to talk Leonardo DiCaprio into reprising his role as Howard Hughes for a quickie cameo in her upcoming Lana Turner biopic, Stompinato. Hughes, of course, had a fling with Turner in real life. Vince Vaughn's next project does have a chance. The breakup star is expected to sign up for his first $20 million paycheck with the comedy Fred Claus, which reteams him with The Wedding Crashers director David Dobkin. It's all about Santa Claus's black sheep brother. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John together again? With a lack of decent romantic comedy scripts coming his way, he says he's decided to pen his own tearjerker, and he may sing the theme song. Rumors are the Pulp Fiction star may ask his Grease-leading lady to co-star, since their plans for a Grease 3 sequel have reportedly fallen through. For more on these and other movies in the pipeline, log on to Movies.com. For ABC Radio and Movies.com, I'm Karen Chase.
We're moving fast, 866-801-0940. Phil Kaplan here, helping people get fit, helping them get lean, helping them get healthy with the help of the staff of Fitness 21. Now, Jay, I got to tell you, man, I feel bad for you.
Why is that?
Because you keep looking like you want to attack the microphone. I mean, every time somebody comes on. So here's what I'm going to do. I'll give you, like, the Jay 30 seconds. So hold it in, and when I say, Jay, go, let it all out. Okay,
okay, thanks.
Hold it in, save it up, okay?
Okay.
Did you ever see those, like, awards shows? I mean, my wife loves them, and she insists I do, too. She goes, oh, you love those shows. But, you know, and everybody thanks, like, all these millions of people, right. And it really gets kind of obnoxious. At the risk of turning this into that, Jennifer wants to mention some people's names. But it's not going to be like one of the award shows where you go, I'd like to thank the producers, right? Mm-hmm. You want to talk about the people who were willing to take a chance with you, right?
Yes.
And are they listening?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead.
Be listening. Debbie, you're definitely number one on my list. After reading your email last night, she sent me an email and just expressed to me the changes that the 21-day program has made in her life and how she's committed to fitness now, and it's not about body image anymore. It's about how she's feeling about herself. So I definitely, I guess, like to give a shout-out to Debbie for your hard work and determination, because you look great, and she's continuously working out with me now. Vivian, Myra, Ruth, Charlene, David, Gabriella, my mother, and Judy. You guys all know that you did a great job. Vivian, Myra, and Ruth have also continued, and I just saw them this week, and they're doing great.
Now, your mother went through the group, right?
Yes.
I got to tell you something. There are two people in the world I can't help. I have tried, and I try, and I keep trying. My dad was actually in my office the other day, and I was about to lock up, and he was on the elliptical. So I said, okay, I'll just stay for a little while. But that was rare. I mean, I can't get my parents to listen to me. So now that I know that you had that impact with your mom, I'm going to send you mine. Yeah, how's that for a challenge? Because here's
what
she'll
like
say.
That sounds like a big challenge.
Yeah, she'll say this. You'll say, do you exercise? And she'll go, yes. I go to the mall. Okay. Jay, you want your 30 seconds? What do you got to say?
Just all these stories coming in were just so amazing, and hearing very good things about what people are doing at all these different levels. But it's not just for the beginner. It's not just for the people that do it once in a while. It's not just for any age group. Anytime you get in and you have that better quality of life because you're doing a little bit of working out, I want you to come in. I want you to go into any facility that's close to you and find that better quality of life. I like to think I have priorities. It's God, family, and work. When I take that hour, that half an hour out of my day to get into our facility and do that workout, I feel better and all those areas seem to flourish. So anytime you guys get a chance, anytime you're looking to make a difference.
4 seconds.
I want you to walk into a facility today and join a club.
That was very nice. Very good. All right. Hey, Scott, you wanted to tell a story, then we're going to go to Cliff, and there's one open phone line, 866-801-0940.
I just wanted to talk about somebody that stood out in my mind. The clients that always stand out in my mind are, unfortunately, motivated by fear of death. You know, they come to me because their doctor told them if they don't work out, they're not going to make it.
Right.
So I had a young lady at the tender age of 44. She was tipping the scales over 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. And when she came to me, she couldn't even walk from her car into the health club without stopping and catching her breath. After working with me, she was not only did she lose body fat and drop almost 100 pounds, she also just she was a different person.
But how does that make you feel? Because I know you.
It brings
I
a smile on my face. I mean, obviously.
And here's the frustrating thing for all of us is we have the power. And it's not any power that anybody else doesn't have. But we have the power because we've learned how to unleash it, right? We've learned to teach people enough so they go, oh, I can do this too. But everywhere you look, you see people falling for stuff. I mean, does that just get to you when you see them walking out of the store with the fat burners? And, I mean, you know it's not going to work, and you know that they're going to blame themselves, and you want to rescue everybody, you know?
It's a fight we have to fight. You know, all these people that are misled, that's what we're dealing
with.
And
that's why I think that you guys are representative of the ground army, because when people make the connection with you, they get the aha, you know, and that's what you found, Jennifer, when people come into your group, and Lynn, you know, when they start, they're going, well, no, this doesn't make sense, but really something in them is rational enough to go, but all the things you tried in the past didn't work, so why not open up to this? And once they get it, they become evangelists, you know? So once we spread the word far enough, I think that these other things will go by the wayside. Okay, let's bring Cliff on the show. Cliff, welcome to the Mind and Muscle Fitness Hour. You have a quick question or comment?
Yes, Phil. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good to speak with you. Phil, I have a belly punch. Pop belly, what can I do, man?
All right, are you listening to your radio? Because we're going to have to go to break in a minute, so I'm going to ask you to listen to the answer on the radio, okay? All right.
Okay,
When people,
I listen for your comment, man. Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
All right, cool.
All right, now he said a pot belly. I'm assuming he means like a large belly.
A little
not
bit of a
belly
tummy.
Where he keeps a lot of pot.
The spare tire.
Okay, the spare tire. So here's the thing that's really interesting. People will go, how do I get rid of this? And they'll grab a part of their body, right? For example, where might people ask you? How do I get rid of what?
They always hips and butt.
Okay, right? Or the pot belly.
Or the back
of the arms. Love handles.
Yes.
Really, they're all asking the same question, and that is, how do you get rid of fat? That's really
right.
what they're asking. So the unfortunate thing is because they think that there's a special area of their body they want to target, they think there's a special exercise they have to do. Scott, how often do you see guys working the abs to reduce the waist?
Every day.
And does it work?
No, it doesn't.
No, so it's really about putting the body in a state where it releases and burns fat. So it kind of sounds like I keep coming back to the same thing, but really what works, stabilizing blood sugar by getting frequent meals, lean protein, starchy carb, fibers, carb in every meal, doing something aerobic to take care of the heart and lungs, and then challenging the muscles, not specifically in that area, but everywhere. Because when you lose fat, you lose it proportionately. Your body releases fat into the bloodstream, and then what happens, Scott?
And then your muscles use it.
Right. So it's not being burned where it's released. In other words, you might lose it from a fat cell in your leg. It's traveling in the bloodstream, might get burned in the shoulder. So there's no way that working a body part can do it, but there's no special diet for reducing the tummy either. It's just putting your body in a state where it's going to release fat. That's exactly what the 21-Day Journey does. Find more information about it at philkaplan.com. Call Tiffany in the office this morning, 1-800-552-1998. If you send me an email, I will get back to you, giving you details on the 21-Day Journey in your area. This is Phil Kaplan on the Mind and Muscle Fitness Hour. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, friends. Your CitraCal gal, Heloise, here with a story about one amazing woman. Brenda travels to Honduras and Uganda to teach women to create and sell art to support their families. That takes strong character and strong bones. So Brenda takes CitraCal calcium. It's proven to help prevent osteoporosis. CitraCal is a great hint for women everywhere who want to help prevent bone loss. Be sure to visit StandStrong.com. CitraCal calcium, stand strong.
You're already doing what's hard for your health. You diet. That's hard. You do regular exercise. That's harder. You even get a colonoscopy. The hardest. If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, he could tell you that adding Bayer low dose is a simple way to help prevent one out of three heart attacks. Now that's simple. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. Bayer low dose. A little does a lot.
Coming April 2nd, it's the hottest jazz club to hit Miami.
Presenting the Arturo Sandoval Jazz Club, located at the Deauville Beach Resort.
Guests are greeted by an amazing atmosphere, an eclectic array of innovative cuisine, and incredible live jazz 6 nights a week.
Unwind to the hot Afro-Latin sounds of Dede Bridgewater, James Moody, Omar Sosa Quartet, Pee Wee Ellis, Terrence Blanchard, and many more, plus a great feature called Latino Meets Jazz every Tuesday.
Call 305-579-5130 or visit ArturoSandovalJazzClub.com.
If you're a business owner, you can't afford to miss the Florida Regional Minority Business Council's 21st Annual Business Expo. For information, please call 305-762-6151 or visit the website at www.frmbc.org. Join the FRMBC and its presenting sponsor, ADT, at the Chris Carter Celebrity Golf Tournament, Saturday, March 11th at the Grand Palms. To register, log on to www.frmbc.org.
Velocity presents The Roaming Gnome, Denouncer of Travel Myths. Myth number one, Mexico cruises are too darn pricey.
Phooey! At Travelocity, there are tons of splendid cruise deals to Mexico.
Myth two, do not bring your own tunes to the cruise ballroom.
What? It's a classic.
Cruises to sunny Mexico starting at $249. Visit Travelocity.com/Mexico for details. Restrictions apply. Price based on availability. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
AM 940. Finally. Talk radio for the rest of us.
I just wanted to say
thank you very much.
Thank God. How happy I am that finally there's a progressive radio station in this town.
I'm going to tell at least 50 of my friends.
Let's go. Tell all your friends about South Florida's progressive talk.
You just made my whole month.
AM 940.
Jennifer, when I first met you, I thought you were like kind of shy and quiet and reserved. And look at you now. Look at you now, giving shout-outs like J-Lo. Look at that. You wanted to give another shout-out here. Go ahead.
I did want to give another shout-out to my niece and nephews, Trey, Austin, and Bella. I love you guys, and my brother, Eric. They've been supporting me the whole time.
How do you like that?
That's fabulous.
We're going to call her J-Lo from now on.
That'll stick.
All right. Let's get to one more call, and then unfortunately we're out of time. So, Sharon, welcome to the show. How are you? Have a quick question or comment? Sharon?
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. You have a quick question?
Yes, I do. I'm with a trainer right now. I'm 32 years old. I gain about 15 pounds, and he's doing something similar to what you guys are doing, where he's been having me eat all the time, eating eggs, like egged out. And it's not working. Like, I'm working out. He's having me lift weights, but I feel like I'm gaining more weight in the process.
Okay, Sharon, let me stop you, only because literally we have 2 minutes left, okay? But have you been to my website?
Not yet.
Okay, this is the first time you're listening?
Yeah.
All right, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Go to philkaplan.com, and when you say you're with your trainer right now, is your trainer like standing next to you right now?
No, okay. I have a trainer.
Okay, because pick articles, you know, read through it, and you'll find some things that make sense, because here's what's unfortunate. It is very possible to have all the pieces of the puzzle but not have them kind of put together correctly. So
right.
We don't egg anybody out. We don't say eat all the time. But we teach people to eat in a way that boosts metabolism. And I wish it were really that simple to say, all we have to do is egg you out and you're fit, you know. But
right.
We don't do that. But, you know, egg whites would be a valuable lean protein, but it's certainly not a magic meal. So
right.
It's what you do all the time. And then just because you're lifting weights, you have to learn to always change the stimulus. You have to match the stimulus with the goal. There are a lot of pieces of this. So I'm going to just direct you to philkaplan.com. Go to the site menu, read through some of the articles, okay? And then I'm going to ask you to tune in next week. Call in again if you'd like, but that way you'll have some information, and you'll find some things that your trainer is probably very good and very well-intentioned, but missing a few little bits of information that could really help turn things around for you, okay?
Okay, can you repeat the number for Tiffany again one more time?
1-800-552-1998. Okay, and the website is philkaplan.com, philkaplan.com. Now, I know I rattled through a lot of stuff today, so if you would like to go through the 21-day journey, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. If you're in South Florida, you can go through it with Lynn. Lynn, you're doing another one when?
On Wednesday, March the 8th at
okay.
6 p.m.
That's this
okay.
coming Wednesday?
That's this Wednesday.
Okay, and Scott, you have one starting on Coral Springs?
On Tuesday the 7th.
Okay, soon.
Yeah.
And Jennifer, you're going to have one coming up. You'll be giving a lot more shout-outs. You'll be back on the show shouting out everybody. And Jay, you have 8 seconds. What do you want to say wrapping this up?
I just want to say that we're glad you guys tuned in today. Get yourself into some facility where you can help yourself and empower yourself so that you'll make a difference in your life.
Beautiful. And Jay Murray can be found at Fitness 21, located in Weston in South Florida. Give him a call at 954-915-0080. At the very least, get your 21 days of membership for $21. For anything else I mentioned today, and I know there was a lot of stuff, you can get a seminar ticket for my May 18th seminar in Fort Lauderdale for $20.06. This is your last chance to do that. You can call Tiffany at 1-800-552-1998. Or if you'd like to get a free report on how to get better abs, just go to philkaplan.com, send me an email. I'm going to spend the better part of the weekend, aside from Brooke's second birthday party, answering emails. philkaplan.com. I'll be back next week. Talk to you then.